The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
The New York Yankees were one out away from defeating the Red Sox and getting a ticket to the World Series. Kevin Millar gets up at the bat. And it is my personal opinion that Kevin Millar is the worst clutch hitter that ever played baseball. And he was up against the greatest closer of all time, Mariano Rivera. Well, Millar didn't get a hit, but he walked. And when he got to first base, they replaced him with the speedster Dave Roberts. A couple pitches later, Roberts stole second. A few pitches later, there was a hit, and the Red Sox tied the game. In the wee hours of the morning, somewhere around 2-ish, David Ortiz, Big Poppy, got a walk-off, and the Red Sox won that game. After that, they went on to win the next three games against the Yankees. They got into the World Series, and they won the next four games and won the World Series. Amazing. But what made it so amazing was not the fact that the Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years. And what made it so fantastic, the victory, was the way the Red Sox won. The worst clutch hitter facing the greatest closer of all time. That's how God likes to win. It's the way that God wins. You know, the reason I mention this is because Jeremiah is thrown into a cistern, into a well, and left there to die, sinking in the mud. Now, I always wondered what Jeremiah was thinking at that moment. I don't know, it doesn't say, but I know what I would be thinking. I would think, well, I took a chance with God. I did everything he wanted me to do. I did everything he said for me to do, to give the message to the people. They didn't like it. And this is where I end up. I took a chance. It looks like I lost. Now, Jeremiah is not the only person in the Bible to feel the experience of loss. Take Abraham. So God says to Abraham, I promised you, you're going to have lots of children and lots of land. Lots of children and lots of land. Right after he gives that promise, he tells Abraham to go to a three-day journey to sacrifice his only son. At the last second, God spares the son. Immediately after that, Abraham's wife dies. So Abraham is forced for the first time to buy land. It's a plot, and a cemetery plot, to bury his wife. Now, I have no idea at that moment what Abraham was thinking, but I know what I would be thinking. I risked it. I made a risk, I followed, I took a chance, I followed God, and I guess I came up really short. I thought the promise was lots of children, lots of land. I got one kid, and I got some land, a 4x8 burial plot. Look at Job. Job lost everything, his house, his cattle, then his body, the sores covered the entire body. He was walking out in the field, he slipped and he fell in a cow dung. And as he was sitting there in the dun with all the sores and all the loss, I wonder what he was thinking. So I took a chance. I played the lottery with God. I did everything he wanted me to do. It looks like I lost. I was duped. And you have the disciples. The disciples left everything. And some of them had really great careers. Imagine having a tax collector is like the dream job in the ancient world. You sit there and people bring you money. They gave up everything. And then their leader that they were following got arrested, humiliated in front of the world, and crucified. They killed him. I wonder what they were thinking at that moment. I gave up everything. I risked it all. Looks like I lost. Do you see a pattern? Do you see consistency? Here's the pattern. God always wins. Always. You follow God, you will win. But what makes God's win so spectacular is the way he wins. It's the way he wins. And you and I, following Christ, are going to fit right in that pattern. So if you ever feel like your life has took a bad turn, or you're in a hole like Jeremiah, you lost everything like Job, you feel like one of the apostles after Christ died, know this. Know this. The victory is going to be very, very great.